How's it going? Welcome back to the Block Party, your weekly get together for all things sports, crypto, and NFT, all powered by the beautiful boys here at Block Asset. I'm Adam Catterall. Pleasure as always to be in your company. If this is the first time that you've ever come along to the Block Party, where the flipping heck have you been? Have you not seen the guest list that we've been rocking out over the last 5 to 6 weeks? Thick and fast. The biggest names in the world of sports, in the world of NFTs, in the world of crypto, be coming to join us every single Tuesday night, 7 o'clock UK time. It's about time that you get involved. And what you do to get involved, very, very simply, is of course join the Block Asset and Block Party community. You do that by following Block Asset across all its social channels. You're looking for Block Asset Co. across Twitter, Instagram, and the like. You can also subscribe to us here on YouTube, so therefore you never miss out on any of our content. And please become a community member in the Discord. That Discord link is in the description for this live stream. I tell you something, we've been busy tonight already, haven't we? Hopefully you've been on this channel for the last hour or so, because we've just released an exclusive interview that we did about 2-3 months ago with Leon Edwards. It was revealed, obviously, over the weekend that Leon Edwards now will be fighting for the UFC welterweight championship against Kamaru Usman. August 20th is the date. Salt Lake City, the destination. We caught up with Leon a couple of months back in Birmingham, obviously knowing full well that this was going to happen. We were just waiting for the date to be confirmed. But now we can actually release that interview, and it is available on the Block Asset YouTube channel. So make sure you get stuck into that. Don't do it just yet, because we've got a live show to get stuck into. Leon's actually going to be with us on the show. All right, he's going to come and join us for a little bit of a chinwag about everything that is to come up. We've also took a bit of a risk tonight regarding guests. I was thinking of maybe having a little bet with my partner in crime as to whether these two would turn up. Before I tell you who these two are, welcome back to the show. My right-hand man, the one and only Mr. Nick Pete. Look at him in the yellow gear, which is kind of apt, seeing as that what we've got to talk about later on, matey. How are we? We good?
I'm good, mate. Yeah, really good. Sun is shining. Big smile on my face. Lost a few pounds this last week.
Oh, yeah.
Feeling good, looking good, brother.
Have you been doing the old combat matrix? What's been going down, man? You're going to have to tell the people about your new, what is it? It's Dad Bod to Beach God. That's what you're going for,
Dad,
yeah?
Dad Bod to Beach God indeed, yeah. So low calories, high workout. I've been combat making it today, baby. You better believe it. I'll be ripped by the time UFC London rolls back around in July, that's for sure.
What I have noticed with these Block Asset boys, Scousers look after Scousers, don't they? They don't look after guys from across the M62. I mean, look
Wolves.
At me, I'm still in an,
Wolves.
I'm still in an old
Wolves,
hoodie.
Correct.
Look at me, I'm still in the old hoodie, man. Nobody's kitting me out. You're in the new gear. You've got the new gear on.
That's it.
The community are going wild for the new gear. Obviously, you're seeing quite a lot of fighters that Block Asset are involved with. You're seeing, obviously, Nick, not me, Nick wearing the yellow gear. And obviously, you might see the lads when they're out and about filming. Wearing the gear. We've got a bit of an announcement coming up later on in the show. And obviously you can get your hands on some tackle as well. Yes, because that's what it's all about. It's all about the community here. As I said, it is mainly sports chat on the show this evening. We do talk a little bit about NFTs. We do talk a little bit about crypto, but this is your place every single Tuesday night to come with like-minded people and have a little bit of a laugh. And what we do, sprinkle on just a touch of sugar. Yeah. We sprinkle on a touch of sugar on the show because we pack. No, not you. We pack the show with stellar guests. I've already told you that the next British fighter to be fighting for a UFC World Championship will be joining us. He'll be joining us very, very shortly. But after him, took a risk, aren't we, tonight? What's the betting? What's the betting? Are they going to turn up, first and foremost, do you think?
No chance.
Nah.
No chance.
For those
as long as you've got your best Hamzat accent ready, I've got obviously my best Darren Till accent ready. I can go Turbo Scouse, no problem. And we might be able to carry it off.
Okay, all right. For those that don't know what we're referring to, we've done it. We've booked them. We don't know whether they're going to turn up, but fingers crossed they will. Roll the VT, producer Mike, because these guys are on the show.
If you shave your hair, become a better wrestler and shave mustache.
You want me to grow this and shave that?
Alhamdulillah.
Shift this guy, you know.
Not
Block answer for them.
Yep, it's happening tonight. The Smesh Brothers are going to be joining us live on the show. Do you know how desperate we've got to make this happen? This is how bad this has got, and this is how lack of trust we've got, mainly in Till, right? This is how much lack of trust we've got. The lads, the Block Acid lads, have gone to Sweden, right? Normally they're sat in Liverpool producing the show, helping run the programme. No, to guarantee that these two turn up on the programme on time, they've gone to their house, that's right, they've gone to Sweden to make sure that they are sat in front of cameras at the right time and they will turn up on the programme. That's the length that the Block Acid boys have gone tonight to, Mick.
Mm-hmm. Listen, at some stage, I'm confident they're going to be on. Just settle in though, kids, because we may be here till about 10:30 this evening, filling out till they get there. But at some point we'll get them on, I'm sure. I'm sure we will.
Now, of course, plenty to talk about regarding giveaways and what have you. I think we should talk about the giveaways now, because normally if you come to the show, you're used to us obviously asking for your wallet and then sticking a lot of Block in there and what have you. Nick gets giddy. I think you found that over the last couple of weeks. And the big bosses at Block Acid sent us an email. I think it was on Wednesday, directly after the show last week, saying, we're not doing that next week, lads. You're costing us a few quid, yeah? Stop giving away dough. Stop going renegade. Stop going rogue. So we're going to do something a little bit different tonight. We're going to give you an opportunity to win some of that yellow gear that we've just been speaking about. As you know, the Block Acid guys have partnered with Yellier. We're getting loads of messages about people wanting to get their hands on that stuff. So what we've got a limited edition cap, first and foremost. Of course, you can buy the rest of the stuff at a later point, but we've got a limited edition cap. I think there's only going to be 100. 99, because Nick's probably just nicked one, right? So there's going to be 99 of these caps to give away.
I have got one of these limited edition bad boys, but I'm told it'll be even more limited edition than that bad boy. So, yeah. I want one.
Okay. So we've got 100 of those limited edition caps, all teamed up with Yellier, and we'll tell you how you can get your hands on that after we've spoken to Leon Edwards, who will hopefully be joining us in the next 5 minutes. But before he gets here, let's talk about the relief of actually getting this fight. There's been loads of chat over the last 3 years about him getting the opportunity to fight for the UFC World Championship against Kamaru Usman. We've seen other fighters get opportunities before him. We've seen other fighters get multiple opportunities before him. He's been undefeated since that first fight with Kamaru Usman back in 2015. He's had to do this the hard way. And we've got to take our hat off to him a little bit and commend him for staying true to himself over the last 3 years, Nick, because many others wouldn't have done. Many others might even have walked away from the UFC, but he stayed true to himself when the thing that he desired him, the thing that he deserved, was eluding him. It doesn't elude him anymore, because the time to shine is going to be August 20th.
Yeah, man. Listen, there was a time there, if you remember rightly, I think we were on Fight Island at the time, when he was actually taken out of the ranking system for many reasons that are far too much to go into right now. But you're right. You know, I think when we finally get Rocky on the show, we probably should start with an apology, because we banged the drum, we rattled the cage, we were screaming and shouting, saying, Leon, get vocal, man, scream, ask for it, call for it. And he hasn't, you know, he stayed true to those Jamaican roots. He stayed nice and chilled. And he knew as long as he kept winning, he couldn't be denied forever. And that's exactly what's played out. The UFC could not deny him any longer. Kamaru Usman couldn't deny him any longer. And I think the industry and the sport in general realizes that the biggest threat to Kamaru Usman's welterweight title right now in the welterweight division is our boy Leon Edwards. He couldn't be denied anymore. So opportunity knocks, cannot wait for August. It feels like he's been in fight camp forever already.
Mate, I've done 6 interviews with Leon Edwards previewing a world title fight. 6. I'm just delighted now they're all getting released. I'm just delighted that everybody gets to see these interviews now. Obviously, as we've just mentioned a moment or two ago, there is one available on the Block Acid YouTube channel, where we went down to Birmingham, didn't we? We spent a day obviously watching him train. He's an unbelievable trainer. We've seen him out in Dubai training. But that piece is from Block Acid, is now available on the YouTube channel. Don't go there just yet. Do you know why you shouldn't go there just yet? Because it's that time. It's that time to get the show on the road. As we said, later on, hopefully we're going to have the Smesh Brothers on the show. We're going to give you a little bit of information of how you can get on with the new apparel deal that Block Acid have put together with Yalir. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Guram, who's obviously fighting this weekend. You know full well that his documentary series is out and about. It was out in cinemas. It's out on TV later on. We'll talk to you a little bit about that. And of course, we'll give you an opportunity to win crypto and NFTs and various things like that. But without any further ado, the most patient man in the UFC is ready to join the program, ladies and gentlemen. I know that you're going to be upstanding. I know that you're going to put your hands together, put it together for Rocky Edwards. Rocky, welcome to the show, mate. How the blooming hell? Here he is. Here he is. How are you, mate? You well?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well indeed, mate. Very well indeed. We've just been obviously waxing lyrical about the amount of patience that you have shown. And for people that aren't UFC followers, I'm just going to paint the picture of the last 3 years, all right? Just so we can document it, because the more that you talk about it, the more unbelievable it becomes, Leon. So we cast our minds back to March 2020, where UFC London, it's Woodley versus Edwards, first time that you're headlining UFC London. That is the first show that gets cancelled because of COVID. The UFC obviously did Brazil the week before, behind closed doors, they pulled the UFC London show, so that show gets cancelled, and obviously then everything gets locked down. We can't fly anywhere, nobody in the UK can go anywhere, and shows go on over in the States. Nick mentioned it 2 minutes ago. October of that year, you get taken out of the UFC rankings. We'll talk about that in a minute. December of that year, you accept a fight with Hamza. It falls off because of COVID. January, it gets rescheduled. It falls off because of COVID. Then we have March. It falls off again. That's three fights with Hamza, all falling off, all because of COVID reasons. You say, right, I'm not waiting anymore. Give me another guy. Bring me Bilal Muhammad. We do Bilal Muhammad. Bilal Muhammad finishes in a no contest. Everybody remembers that fight. It's absolutely crazy. We then say, right, let's turn it around even quicker. Let's go May. Let's do Nate Diaz. Nate Diaz falls off in May. That gets rescheduled to June. We then get 24 minutes of a masterclass. You go for a bit of a dance. Let's be straight for 60 seconds. Right? Which then steals the narrative of a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant performance. December, Jorge Masvidal pulls out of a fight with you. And now, August 2020, we're finally getting it. We're finally getting to the point that we believe has obviously been deserved for God knows how long, my man, getting the shot at the world title against Kamaru Usman. One completed fight in 3 years by the time you fight for this particular title. Colby's fought for this thing twice. Jorge's fought for this thing twice in that period of time. Be honest with me, man. You must be an avid churchgoer. You must have some serious faith somewhere, man. What has kept you sane over this three-year period?
Mate, just from listening to that you just said, it's been a mad journey, you know. But at the time, it doesn't seem as bad at the time, you know. I'm going through it as I'm going through it. So like now, you just repeated it. It's like, man, it's been like a mad three years, you know. But like you said, I always believe that I'll be in this position where I'm fighting for the world title. You know, I'm on what 9-10 fights in a row now in the UFC, and I've won all of them, you know. So I always believe that I was going to fight for the world title. Just when is it going to happen? Like you said, three fight hands that got cancelled. The Bilal eye poke that he faked, cried. It was a mad journey, no? But now here we are.
It's six fights. Six fights that have been booked. 6 days.
Six fights, six camps, you know.
All cancelled.
Exactly. Six training camps as well. Well, yeah. Looking back at it now, like them training camps, I've improved leaps and bounds, you know, even doing them camps. You know, I know I didn't go to compete, but like some of them fights been cancelled like in like 2 weeks in advance, month in advance. So I was like deep into camp, you know, and so I believe that like, all them camps is going to help me for this fight, you know, and what I've learned or what I've improved over the last 3 years. And you can tell from the Nate Diaz fight, every fight I've gone into, even the Bilal fight before the eye poke, every fight I've gone into since that, you can see improvements in what I'm doing and I'm approaching it, you know.
Listen, I'm sure Nick will get stuck into that in a minute. Just one more for me before he does get stuck into it. Be honest with me now, because we had a couple of weeks ago, we had Gegon Mousasi on the show and we were talking about his run in the UFC, and we all agreed at that time that he most certainly deserved an opportunity to fight for the middleweight championship. It didn't come his way. So therefore what he decided to do is up sticks and leave and go and find his work elsewhere with Bellator. He's doing very, very well there. Was there a point over the last 3 years where you thought, sack this, I'm off, man. I'm leaving?
I don't think so. No, it was mentioned from like, other people, but I know I thought I wanted to like, up and leave, you know. I just thought, obviously, it's a shit situation at the moment, but I always wanted to be a world champion, a UFC world champion. That's what I said I had to be when I first got into MMA, you know, to be the UFC world champion. And I've worked my ass off to get to this point. So now let me just fight for this bout and win this bout, and we'll go on from there.
There was a moment there as well, Leon. I mentioned it just before you came on. We were in Fight Island at the time. You were actually taken out of the rankings, and because of the whole Khamzat situation, then you were put back in the rankings. And is there any, you know, is there a bit of feeling on your part where you're like, what have I done wrong to the UFC? Why have I had to wait twice as long as everybody else? Why have I had to jump through hoops to get to this point?
Yeah, 100%. I went through all that phase, you know, like, especially in the ranking situation. I didn't understand it. I agreed to the fight. They basically came to me to fight like an unranked guy that weren't ranked. He had like two fights in the UFC at the time, I think. I can't remember how many fights he had at the time. Mm-hmm. But even then...
He just done Fight Island, hadn't he? He just burst onto Fight Island.
Yeah, two fights, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I think like two fights. And they came to me, I was like, mate, what would a fight a guy that just came in the UFC, won two fights, beating like guys that's not in the UFC no more at this time? You know what I mean? It's like, it didn't make sense in my career at the time. But anyways, somehow it took me out of the rankings for that. And then I'd be like, okay, cool, I'll fight him. I think I got COVID first, I think, or he got COVID first, one or the other. Then from then, there's been three fights in a row get cancelled. I thought, oh, nah, I need to fight. I'm not waiting around for a guy that we don't know how good he is or what is going to come in the future. You know, why should I wait around for him? So I thought, Bilal. Then that happened. The eye poke happened. And then the Nate fight, you know. So, yeah, it's been, like I said, you know, fucking a wild, wild, crazy journey, you know.
It's been insane because the two fights there, the Bilal fight, let's be honest, before the eye poke, and it's a bad eye poke, but it's accidental. Before that, though, Leon, why has everybody forgot that you were absolutely piecing that guy up? And then likewise, the Nate Diaz fight, you absolutely school him up until the last 40 seconds or whatever it was, and he catches you with one shot. And then everyone's like, whoa, one more round. Wait a minute, what? It's insane, absolutely insane. But it's kind of...
It's a crazy, crazy fan base, you know, like literally like 29 minutes I was like scolding for. I kind of switched off because it's so easy. I got like bored whilst I was fighting, you know, and that's why I got caught with that shot. Otherwise, if it was like, let's say it was like the second or first round, that would never have landed. Reason why it didn't land in the first or second round, you know what I mean? Because I was alert, I was sharp then, but I thought, okay, the fight's kind of like, easy to be fair, and I thought, okay, I was like right at this last minute, and definitely caught me with that shot, you know. But that's something I'm working on now with my coaches, and just staying sharp all the way through to the bout, you know.
That's typical of your run of form, though, isn't it? Of your run of luck at the moment. Had that happened in the very first minutes of the very first round, and you survived it, and then you went on to school them for the entire, you know, the other 24 minutes or whatever it was, then nobody would even mention it. But typical, because it's you, it happens in the very last 30 seconds, anyone's talking about.
They find some excuse to doubt what I'm doing and my skill set and the wins I'm getting, you know. They just doubt it. Well, end of the day, I just keep winning and winning and winning, and I'll come August 20th, I'll keep doing the same thing, I keep winning.
You've obviously fought Kamaru before. It didn't go your way on that particular night. I was watching it back a little earlier on, and obviously it was a wrestling heavy contest start. That was your fourth fight in the UFC. Now, since that fight, if people analyze the actual body of work that you've put in and the guys that you've actually fought since, your wrestling, whether it be offensively or defensively, has most certainly developed far greater than what it was in that fourth fight. I mean, we could refer to the Gunny Nelson fight, for example, in London, an elite wrestler that you took on there. Nick's just mentioned the Bilal fight. He's an elite wrestler. And we mustn't forget, since you beat Bilal, all right, it's a no contest, but since that, Bilal's had some really good performances in the UFC against some top dudes, you know what I mean? And he's looked really, really good. He didn't look like that when, obviously, in the first 6-7 minutes against yourself. Are you envisaging that this fight with Kamaru coming up in August is going to be one that mainly plays out on the feet because you're now far more of a rounded mixed martial artist than you were the first time that you met him?
I think it'd be a full right MMA match. You know, it's gonna be on the feet, on the ground. It's gonna be everywhere. You know, I'm gonna be attacking my takedowns as well. You know, like the first time we fought, I was in like a mad like defensive mindset. That's the first time I upped and left my camp and went to America to do my camp, and it's just all focused on like defending the wrestling, not letting them take you down and blah blah blah. You know, but since then I've came back, like realized what I'm doing wrong, and I was just changed up my team, got the right guys around me now, and I've not lost since, you know. But when I envision it, I'm like when we first fought, it was like a striker versus a wrestler. That was the matchup, you know, back then, you know, and now that's not the case. It's not a striker now versus a wrestler, you know. Like being honest, I didn't know how to wrestle back then. I knew, but I didn't know how, because I'm so much success in my striking that I thought I don't need to learn as much wrestling to be great, you know. And but that loss taught me a lot, and I went back to the drawing board, got the right team around me, and implementing the right game plans and getting the job done since then.
What have you made of his last couple of years?
He's improved, you know, especially in his striking. You know, he's definitely improved. And what he does is basics in what he does, but he does the basics well, you know. And but I think for me, I'm just leaps ahead of him as far as the striking goes. You know, he's like the guy that came to the gym, like I said before, came to the gym. He's like getting good finishes now. He's calling like Canelo. He's like, he's feeling himself with his boxing, you know, with his hands. So I remember when I was like that, when I first got, I started smoking everyone in Bama and knocking everyone out. I was like, I was feeling myself, you know, but fair play to him. Like, it definitely has improved, you know, and so have I. And it's going to be a totally different fight from what it was back then. I think whoever approaches the fight the same way will lose, you know, and that's my mentality going into it.
How fuming are your mates? Let's be straight, man. You promised them Vegas, bro, right? They've all been saving up. They booked themselves into these pool parties and casinos and all this type of stuff. They're going to altitude, bro. You've sent them, mate. We're off to Utah, Salt Lake City, to the altitude, mate. You need a gas mask up there.
Utah, they're like, wait. Because like, I don't know, I walk around on the street. Everyone's like, oh, where you fight? When you fighting? I was like, oh, Vegas. Tell everyone, like, Vegas, you know? And then Utah came up. I was like, what the fuck is? I don't know where Utah is. You know, I Googled it last night after Errol interview. I Googled it. But is it? It is. It's, in the end of the day, it's just a fight, isn't it? It's the same octagon, same arena, and it's all good.
Listen,
mate,
I can speak.
Two hours away, man. You could get on a plane and get to Vegas after the fight, man. That's what you're
exactly. It's fine. I can speak from experience. I've had a couple of nights out in Salt Lake City. Don't ask. But the margaritas there are wicked. There's margarita bars everywhere. We'll be sorted. Don't worry. There's plenty of places to go and celebrate. So we'll be all sweet, man. We'll be all sweet. Just in terms of the fight itself, because, you know, there's been a lot of talk about Kamaru and where he is now in the sport. You know, I think most people in the industry, most fans would say he's pound for pound number one. Dana White saying he's pound for pound number one. He's the guy. He's the guy at the top of the tree now that Khabib has retired. Is that something you think about, Leon, that you think, wow, not only am I getting a welterweight title belt here, but I do this guy, then surely I'm the number one. Do you think about stuff like that, or is that just those fans and media that get excited about the pound for pound list?
Not really, because for me, I don't see him as an opponent, you know. I don't really see him as what everyone's saying, like pound for pound and blah, blah, blah. I'll just break it down into, because I'm about to fight him. Maybe if it's a different weight class, I'm going to look at it differently. But for me, looking at him as an opponent, I do not see that, you know. But like I said, he has improved. He's done good things over the last, 7 years ago, over the last 7 years. He's done well, you know. He has improved. And I cannot go in there blindly thinking, oh, now this guy's the same wrestler. He's going to come out and do the same exact thing, because he won't, which he hasn't in his last five fights. He hasn't. He's got like a way that he fights, and that's just the way he fights, you know. But at the same time, he has improved in what he does, and I'm taking that seriously, and I'm approaching it seriously.
I noticed Fabian, obviously, he put on social media a little earlier that he's going to be fighting in October, Milan, yeah?
Yeah.
Brilliant win, by the way, against Lyoto Machida. What a bloody knockout that was. That was absolutely unbelievable.
A lovely win.
But I was figuring it out. I'm thinking, he's done that. 3 months after his brother fights for the world title, right? He's banking on a big bender, mate. I'm telling you now, what he's banking on a party because he's giving himself at least 10 weeks of camp there to recover, Annie. You know what I mean? That's what
exactly. Exactly. He's a smart man, you know. It's going to be a wild, wild celebration in Edwards' family. You know, especially like I said, you had a great win over there, beating like a legend in Lyoto Machida. And for me now to go out and defeat Usman and win the world title, get my revenge, like for the Edwards family, it's a fantastic year. You know, not many people can say, well, moms can say that they have two sons that's done that in a year, you know, and it's going to be, I can't wait, man.
Well, just on that, like, again, just for people watching, that journey legit is, it's crazy, Leon, if you think about it, obviously from where you were in Jamaica to where you are now, literally on the cusp of going down in history in the fastest growing sport in the world, that is absolutely mind blowing. And obviously, your brother's doing his thing as well in Bellator. Like you just said, that just doesn't. That, families like that don't get to experience the things that you guys are experiencing. The story is unbelievable.
Yeah, 100%. Like we've super exceeded what was put out for us to achieve. You know, like. Like I said, to be born in Jamaica in like a gang criminal environment, poor poverty, and then get your dad that was in gangs selling drugs to a mom that had you when she was like 15, 16 years old, living in a wooden house in Jamaica, four people in one room. In that room is your kitchen, your bedroom, your fucking bathroom, everything in that one room, you know, and now to be in a position now where we are and to be fighting for the UFC world title, like it's mad. Even like think about it now, I'm like, it's mad, you know, but I can't wait to achieve it and I will achieve it. And it's going to be a fantastic thing for my family and for generations to come.
From mine and Nick's point of view, and I'm sure I can speak on Nick's behalf as well with this, mate, you know full well over the last couple of years, we've been banging the drum, but we've been doing it in a way where we wanted you to make more noise and, you know, maybe get a little bit leery, maybe say, listen, if you shout your mouth off a little bit more, maybe that title fight will come a little bit quicker. But you didn't do that. And that is kudos to you, mate. And that's kudos, obviously, correct, to the way that you've been brought up by your mum, because you've stayed true to yourself when the thing that you desired the most, the thing that you absolutely deserved, was eluding you. You stayed true. And you've proven to a lot of people, and I'm sure there's a lot of kids watching this, that have gone, do you know something, man? Just stay honest. Judge everything with your heart. Do everything from a real good place, and good things do come to those who wait in the end. And that's the point that we're at right now, mate. So we've got to take our hat off to you and say congratulations, because you absolutely deserve this moment, pal.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it. Listen, if I could like, talk shit and get there faster, I would have, but...
All right.
But listen, but here we are, man. I was there from day one, man. Like, if you truly believe in yourself and I truly believe I'm going to be a world champion, like, in my heart of heart, I really know that I'm going to be a world champion, you know, and I just... When it's going to happen, that's all it was for me is when. But when you believe it deep down in your soul, and that which I did, this is the reason why I kept saying, listen, if you keep doing what I'm doing, keep winning, they can't deny you a winner. You know, you can say all you want, talk all shit you want. If you're not winning, you're not winning. As long as I win, I'll get my opportunity, you know.
I've noticed. It must be cool, Leon, to be the guy right at the center of the iceberg that is UK MMA. You know, you're the guy. You're now closest to a world title fight. You're going to be the guy that's going to be next in line after Michael Bisping. But right behind you, we've got the likes of Aspinall and Shaw and Paul Craig and Arlon Dallin. Until there's so many fighters coming through who are also within kind of two or three wins away from a title fight. Yeah. It must be so inspiring for you to be like, you know what? When I was coming through, there was only really Bisping or maybe Dan Hardy to look up to. Yeah. But now... You know, you come home with that belt August 21st over your shoulder into Birmingham. It's going to change every MMA gym in the UK. Overnight, we'll get a flood of new kids walking through the doors, and that'll be testament to the work you've done. It's amazing.
100%. That's my motivation, you know. That's part of my motivation, exactly what you just said then. And to have, like you said, UK MMA has never been like this before, you know, and to have, like, great guys... Great fighters, Till, Aspinall, there's Alan that's in our gym now. There's loads of people. Mm. Even Joe Herbert got a new contract now at the UFC, and I'm looking forward to him making his run. You know, for me to be, like you said, the spearhead of this movement at the moment. I am proud of myself, proud of the country, proud of UK MMA and what we were achieving, you know. And by me going out there and doing this come August 20th, like you said, it's going to inspire everyone from the UK that, look, we can achieve greatness coming from here. We don't have to up and leave. And right, fair play if you want to do that, but if you don't want to do that, you can actually do it from here and just keep work hard and stay down.
Listen, you saw what Bisping did, didn't you? When obviously he became world champion, he brought that belt back and he got to defend it in Manchester, mate.
Yeah. Imagine UFC Birmingham, bro.
UFC Birmingham, mate. What do you reckon?
Imagine Birmingham. I was saying to think yesterday. Like, imagine George, Mastodon and me in either Birmingham or London. Obviously, rather Birmingham, but imagine the scenes in the UK, you know, to bring him back in the UK. And I'll actually give him a title shot, let him fight for the title, you know, and get my revenge. And imagine the scenes, man.
That would be chaos, man.
Listen, just to finish off, another thing as well that I've noticed, especially this year from you, is that you've pumped the brakes a touch on social media. Is that a conscious thing?
No, not really. It's been just focusing, just training and improving. I mean, nobody's been fighting now for a little while, you know, so we've been focusing more on that. But I'll be back posting that now. I mean, can get some more content and keep posting again.
Mate, listen, I'm all for the content. I was just saying, I kind of like the focus. I kind of like it, man.
Nah, so this is a very important fight for me. You know, everything you just said then, like, even like for like the other guys in the UK, for my family, for the journey that we've been on, and this means a lot to me, you know, and I am looking forward to going out there and proving the world wrong. You know, I know that everyone feel like, oh, you can get out wrestled, blah, 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 but that won't be the case, I promise you, and I cannot wait, man.
I can't wait, man. This is the third time us Brits have had a shot at this 170 belt. Dan Hardy got a pretty early call against GSP, fell short. Till, of course, got an early call against Tyron Woodley, fell short. You've had anything but an early call against Kamara. You've had to wait longer than most, man. It's happening. I'm telling you now, it's happening.
Third time lucky, man. It's going to happen. Like you just said, it's early call. They all got early calls. Till is a great fighter, but if you give him, let's say, give Till before he fought for the belt, another like five fights and then fight for the belt, he would have beat Woodley, you know, because he would have learned a bit more like by himself and about the fight game than he would have beat Woodley. Yeah. Same as Dan Hardy, you got early call as well. Same as that thing, you know, and I've had these years to season myself, to prime myself, and to understand the game through and through, and I do. I really understand the game through and through, as far as like game planning wise and fight wise. You know, he's shown him a fight, so I'm not lost since. You know, so he's showing. And like I'm talking shit, like I'm going there losing one. I've not lost since. So it's clearly working what I'm doing and what I'm thinking. I know how to approach the game and I know how to fight. And come August, I'll win the world title.
Mate, stay fit, stay healthy, get yourself wrapped up in cotton wool. This is happening, man. I am not.
It's happening. I've done
too many interviews with you now for this not to happen, bro.
Mate, right? It's happening, bro. I need one of them homecomings that what's it got? You got like the other day that won the title.
Yeah, for Hatchka.
Listen, I need one of them homecomings, man. One here,
open
one in
top
Jamaica.
Bus through Birmingham. I love it.
That's
it.
Yeah, get one here, one in Jamaica.
Damn right. Mate. Listen, enjoy camp, mate. We'll see you in Salt Lake City in August. God bless you, mate. Take care.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
Cheers, Rock. Congratulations. Cheers, mate.
There you go. Superstar. Leon Edwards getting a lot of love as well in the comments. Thank you so much for him giving up a little bit of his time. There's an extra interview with Leon Edwards that we did a little earlier on this year. We've been waiting for the date, man. We've been waiting
three months ago.
we can now release it. That video is out. It's on our social media. It's on the Block Asset YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe to that YouTube channel. It's all there for you to go and get stuck into. Now, do you want to talk to these lovely people about that T-shirt that you're wearing before we bring in our next guests? Yes? There you go, mate.
Absolutely.
Because before we tell you how you can win and how you can get your hands on some Yulia gear, we've got a little bit of something to play, because I'm sure that you have seen some of the best athletes in the world sporting this clobber, and Block Asset have teamed up with him.
Welcome, Georgie. Get it? Text a message, I don't know the number. Flexing on these niggas, every bone and muscle. Steady taking shots, never hurting them. Even then, y'all don't worry nothing. And I
niggas with escape plans. 20 bands, rain dance. We can either rain check or we can make plans. Pockets loaded, rocket loaded, can't let's rock and roll this. Time to go, lock, stock, and two smoking barrels locked and loaded. Diamonds glowing, chop climbing on them. We think I'm jumping out the window, I got a roadblock. Line them up the block and over. Sometimes I even stop the smoking when it's time to focus. My shade, Dior, my pants below.
That's right, man. Listen, if I don't get some of this decent club, Nicholas, you're in bother, mate. You Scousers keep looking after each other. Till and Hamzat were wearing some nice little club bits of clubber there. Nice little hoodie on there. Nice little tracky top. I'll take one of them, mate, if you can get us sorted, yeah?
Yeah, I'm glad to see I've got the same T-shirt on there that my old pal Alexander Gustafsson was sporting as well. But as you can see, the whole yellow block asset range is going to be available very soon. You're looking at caps, hoodies, tees, full tracksuits, you name it, man, the full nine yards. I'm so excited for the whole community to see the whole brochure, if you like, and it's coming incredibly soon.
Mate,
and actually tonight, we're going
to
give away.
Please tell me you're not modelling it. Please tell me that you're not modelling it, yeah? We've got the lads, yeah? They could surely smash lads. If you're in the catalogue, there's going to be hell to pay, mate. I'm telling you, bro.
I'm in the Treble XL section, the big lad section.
listen, to celebrate our official partnership with Yellow World, we have 100 Yellow Block Asset first edition caps to reward block buyers. All right, I'm going to word this perfectly so therefore you understand exactly what the point is. There are only 100 available. We will also reward 100% APR for 3 months on block you purchase to enter. We will airdrop the additional bonuses. So in stages, this is what you've got to do if you want to be a part of this competition. Very simply, part one, create a fresh wallet. Part two, buy $500 worth of block. That's 5,000 block. You can buy from gate.io, trade.blockasset.co, or Radium. Point three, stake your block for 3 months in our block staking pool on hub.blockasset.co, and you'll receive a limited edition Yellow X Block Asset first edition cap. There are only 100 of those available. All right. Submit your wallet address on Discord to Rusty, and we will airdrop you your additional rewards equating to 100% APR each month. This deal will run for 24 hours from now up until 7:30. So basically 24 hours from now up until the 15th of June. All right. So we're conscious that obviously not everybody with time differences and stuff like that get to watch the live stream. People come back and watch this at a later time. That's why we've extended this opportunity for 24 hours. All right. So there you go. You've got to go and create yourself a fresh wallet, and we will reward 100% APR each month. Win a chicken dinner.
Yeah, one's doing that. No one is doing 100% APR. I'll tell you that right now. Jesus.
Right. You ready?
I don't know. I'm bracing myself. Anything could happen here.
The community is absolutely on fire. Thank you so much for all your correspondence with us throughout the course of the show. Hopefully you enjoyed the Rocky Edwards interview a little earlier on. I don't know how this is going to go. I'm going to be honest. I don't think me and Nick are going to speak now for the next 20 minutes because these two lads are probably going to hold court and just tell us what's what. They might be the new... Oh, there they are. They might be the new presenters on the programme next week.
Shut up, Adam. No one cares.
There he is. Started already. The Smash Brothers are in the house. Darren Tilton, Hamzat Chimaev. How are we, boys? You good?
What's happening? You okay?
Yeah. Very well indeed, man. Very well indeed. You boys obviously based out. What's he doing?
He's took me money, Adam.
I was cleaning his teeth. He's cleaning his teeth, thank goodness. It's a flosser.
He's robbed all of his money.
Yeah,
man. I was clamping his money and cleaning his teeth. I love it.
Where's my money, bro?
Listen, we got lots to talk about, right? We've got lots regarding fights and things like that in the UFC. We've got loads to talk about. But first and foremost, let's talk about, one, your relationship and your relationship with Block Asset. Listen, I want to show you something first and foremost. I told you this is going to be carnage. Let's talk about the Smash Brothers NFT range. Let's play it in for people... So therefore, they can refresh their minds of some of the fantastic NFTs that the lovely fellas at Block Asset have churned out with Dos Brack, who's one of the best artists in the world. Loads of people have got their hands on Smash Brothers NFTs. Till, were you happy with the... I mean, that's a belter, that there, mate, where he's blown you up a touch. Darren, were you happy with Dos Brack's artist work on yourself?
Apart from the fat one. Yeah, I loved it. Even when I showed Kamzat was like happy with them all. And they all sold out in quick time. And I think they're still like the reselling and all that. And like, you know, the floor price and everything on them now is just through the roof. So I think that they practically come the same as the Legends. The Legends is huge now. I think our floor price is like $5 or something, is it? So it's like, it's immense. And they sold more Darren Tills than Kamzat.
Fuck off,
yeah, they did, brother.
They didn't need it. Never, bro. You fat boy. People don't like fat.
Call me a fat boy. It's the same weight as me. It's the same weight as me.
Brother, look at you.
I'm just going to say, surely Hamzat's fat now. Surely Hamzat's put the weight on. He's not in camp, is he?
Muscles.
Did you like the NFTs, brother? Yeah.
Of course, brother. How you can don't like my NFTs, brother? They smash the world, brother. Smash, bro, smash the world, bro.
Some cheeky bastard here has just put course tills are cheaper, you fucking cheaper.
I forgot that you've actually logged in on a production login there, so you can see what everybody's saying.
You have to block last.
Listen, we'll come back to talk NFTs in a minute and talk about you two and your relationship. First of all, Darren, how's the knee, mate? Is it all right? Are we rocking and rolling again?
You know, it's just, you're never 100%, are you, lad? Like, so these day, I just, you know, wake up and I get my things done and shit like that. So, you know, MMA is such a tough sport, man. I don't think even fighting the thing is, like...
What's it?
Are you okay, mate?
He's reading the comments. He's reading the comments, man.
What's he say?
There's some stupid people, yeah.
He said, Till is more sexy than Kamzat.
Yeah, my brother. What's this guy, brother? Be a smart gentleman, brother.
So, I mean, he's a hard sport, mate, as we all know. It's just, so, you know, you just got to get on with your shit. And, you know, I train hard as always. And that's it, really. And now I'm going to do some little training with me.
Everything is simple, brother. Smash somebody, get the money, brother. 50 G's, baby.
Easy work.
You are. You don't have to think much about things, you know, like go and some, what is his name, write 10 things and sitting like 10 hours and just go and train, brother. Looks good, brother. Looks strong and smash somebody and they take money and kill my brother.
Darren, is that part of the reason why you go out to Sweden? Because what he's saying there is kind of the way he lives his life. All he does is train, fight, cash his check, leave. Yeah. Whereas when you're at home, your demands, you're getting pulled left, right, and center to do different things and everything else. Is that why you've gone back out to Sweden to start this camp?
Yeah. And it's a distraction, isn't it? You know, you've got to get out to your distraction places. So it's good being here. You know, the place where we are right now as well is like 10 seconds from the gym. So it's just so easy to come here, sleep, go to the gym, up, eat. So easy, as Hamzat said, it's so simple. Don't make it complicated.
You see, Darren, you seem in a really good place right now. And don't take this the wrong way, because I'm gonna paint a positive picture and then maybe a slightly negative one, and then you can obviously get stuck into this. Because when you got your title shot, we've just been speaking about it with Leon, when you got your title shot, you're undefeated in the UFC. You went out there and obviously it didn't go your way that particular night. Now,
he's after that, nobody didn't kill him. He's staying alive.
Exactly, yeah. Right? And this is where I'm at, because it feels like the physical attributes that you've got, they've not changed. You're still an incredible mixed martial artist, but it seemed over the next 4 or 5 fights that maybe the problem was the way that you were thinking, overthinking maybe the situation. Yeah. But now it feels like either something's clicked and you're back. Is that a fair assessment from a person that's on the outside observing or not?
Even for when I fought Robert Whittaker, I was in the shape. I was in the best shape of my life. And the fight was easy when I was in the fight. And I just, in my own head, in the fight, I overcomplicated it. I was like, I don't think I'm fit enough here for 5 rounds. So, like, it's like your own man playing tricks on you. And in the 5th round, I could have easily turned up the gears 1, 2, 3 and gone for the kill. You know, he was more hurt and damaged than me. And, you know, obviously, he secured it with a takedown or two. And obviously, that's all she wrote. But yeah, sometimes you can just be in your own head, and as Kamzat said, you know, just make it simple. Get your check, mash everyone, and that's it. Am I right?
Yes, of course, brother. Always right, brother. My brother, when he was wrong, guys would say right, brother.
How did this relationship start, right? Because I saw, obviously, we all saw on social media, he's playing with knives.
My face looked like same brother, you know, the simple brother. It's look just like 5 seconds. Just
look. Look at exactly you. Spit an image. Spit an image of each other. Exactly that.
Yeah. Twins.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just Muslim, he's Christian. But
tell him how we started being
different.
Mates. Tell him.
What?
How we was mates.
Our meet.
You pulled a knife on me?
No, brother.
Did you pull the knife on me?
You talk shit about me.
No, you pulled the knife on me.
Yeah, you want to fight with me? That's why I love that.
I was wrong. The finally, he's pulling knives out on me.
Everyone, brother, we speak about it many times. He comes down to the gym and we become friends, brothers, smash brothers.
No matter what, you know, like, we obviously training partners and good friends now, and I just want to see him do well no matter what. And I know he wants the same for me.
I'm just friend for you. Just said brother now. I'm said friend, brother.
I don't like you.
Okay, brother, I'll take your money.
So, yeah, I just want to see him do well. I want to see him, like, win the belts. I want to see him have all the success. And I want to see him good outside of life. It's not only about inside the octagon, is it? I want to see him have a good life. You know, it's hard. He's had, like, the same thing as me. You know, like, when you just get dead famous and get lots of money and everyone wants to be your best friend, and it's, like, so hard to deal with. You've got guys chasing you, girls chasing you, everything, all that shit. So, like, it's hard to deal with. So I just want to make sure he's okay outside, you know, the fighting as well. Make sure he keeps, you know, behaves. It's hard when we're both together, like, but I'll try.
I was going to say, are you bringing him to London? Is he in the corner with us in London?
He wants to come, yeah. You want to come to London? Yeah, bro. Gustafsson's fighting.
Take me there, bro.
Yeah.
I'm gonna smash somebody.
He wants to come.
Well, Hamza be in the corner. We'll be in your corner.
I'm going to be everywhere, brother. Yeah, everywhere. Just take me to the London, brother. I just land there, brother. I'm going to be everywhere.
He's just asked me if he can fight on London. He doesn't even want to come. He wants to fight on London. He's like, can I fight in London? There's no problem.
Well, listen, Hamza, right? We've seen you on social media. You're trying to book two fights in 2 months. Listen, we love this attitude. Where are we at the moment? Because you want Bilal in August, is this right? And then you want something in October as well?
Money, they said, we're not black asset money. Diaz fight is good for us. That's why
Nate Diaz.
Yeah, Nate Diaz. But skinny boy is care. He didn't answer. And we'll see. Bilal said, yes, I don't care. Fight everyone. Yeah. Everyone, like Leon fight with Usman, and the wins there, I go for his head, you know, like take his head, take the money, and send somebody to somebody somewhere. I don't know where. Okay.
The Nate Diaz fight, everyone was excited about Hamza. Was it ever close? Was the Nate Diaz fight close? Did they send you a contract? Did it get a date? Was it ever close, Nate Diaz?
No, bro, never been close. The skinny boy just speaking about, like, you know, when I said to him, let's fight, I was, like, good weight, good shape. And now I lifted the weights. I go up, like, 93 kilos, you know. Like, now he says, like, oh, let's fight. He was thinking, it's August to lift for me if it's cut weight. And I don't care. I'm going to cut my weight and fight with him if he's ready. And I smashed that boy. And it will be the same Diaz anymore. I can take his brother as well. Whereas two brothers, take his fucking brother and we can smash him too.
This is it. Tag team, the Diaz brothers versus the Smash brothers.
You see two against two.
That's it.
We're going to smash them.
Well, this was my idea not long ago. I said you should have the Smash brothers against the Nigerian Kings for both the belts. Get Usman in there. But listen, I'll happily sign off on the Diaz brothers first. No problem. Yeah.
Hey, we want the Nigerian kings first.
Only one king is here, brother. Me and my brother, English king as well. What?
Yeah, man. With you, Hamzat, that performance against Gilbert Burns, sensational. I know Andreas Michael was busting your balls over it. He said you didn't fight to the game plan. You went to war too much. You could have made the fight so much easier. But from a fan's perspective, for somebody that's got you on a trajectory to be champion one day, I like the fact that you answered certain questions in there, that you can take a punch, that you can go through adversity, that you can come through a challenge and win a fight in style. So I love that performance, but has Andreas backed off a bit now? Is he cool or is he still upset that you made it hard?
I was still upset that before I next fight make easy. Because full of the game plans is that good, but sometimes you want to fight, real fight, street fight, you know, like, I don't care. All my life I did some fights. It's my life is fight.
That's the best outcome, isn't it? So he's proved he can do full rounds, get smashed, you know. He thought he was just going to knock Gilbert out, and Gilbert was still there because he's quite tough. If he fought Gilbert again, he'd probably first round. Because, like, he didn't even take him down much, did he? You know what I mean? Like, you see in the first round, he took him down so easy. Imagine he just does that for three rounds. I don't know. It was an amazing fight of the year.
Samuel said, like, he stopped his takedowns. He didn't stop my takedown. I stopped his takedowns. When I took him down, coach said, let him come up. That's why I let him come up. Actually, I could hold him down and smash his face on the ground as well. I said if they want to try my grappling or something after the fight, make me like special grappling match and smash him there as well. I don't think that guy is better than me in the ground as well. When you actually punching somebody, you know, it's not BJJ. You can't just hold some leg or arm when somebody punch your face, you know. The guy that like, he speaks like, and what is his name? Gilbert Burns. He said like on interviews, I need five rounds. But well, if you need the five rounds, last round, why do you look at the camera and how long time is like, yeah, finish the fight? You know, he was running around. I was just look at his face, look at his eyes, and to kill. He said take him down and smashed him. You know, like with the punches. I was like, to last second, now I knock him out. I get after his head, and I was tired. I was tired as well, but I could fight this two more rounds. No problem. I fight him.
It was a great fight, man. It was a great fight indeed. I've noticed, I can see on your arm there, Darren, you've had some new artwork done. Yeah? Yes? You've had a little bit of a cover-up there. It's a nice piece. Are you, Hamza, are you a little bit disappointed that it's not a picture of your face?
Shut up, Adam.
What?
Should be, man. That is the tattoo that Darren's had done there, which is a beautiful piece of art. It should be you. It should be a picture of Hamza on Darren's arm.
They should have had them.
The reason why I bring that up, boys, I know that you've seen this on social media. This is absolutely madness. Absolutely madness. I think we have got the young man to come and join us on the show right now, who has had, well, first and foremost, he had the Hamza tattoo on his leg. And then we obviously called him out on the show, and then he went and had the Darren Till tattoo done on his leg. So, Jack, if we could bring Jack in. Wow. Here he is. Welcome to the show, Jack. How are you, mate?
I'm good, yeah.
Yeah, listen, for people that have not seen this, if you can just realign your camera, mate, and therefore we can see.
It's going to be a bit of trouble, this. You've made me get out of bed now.
What made you get out of bed, mate? What are you talking about? You're talking to the Smash Brothers. Oh, there we go.
There's one.
It's a hard angle, this. It's a hard angle because it's on the
go
back
on,
of my car.
Go on, son. You've got it. You've got it.
Wow. Yes.
But yeah.
Legit.
Brother. Thank you, Jack.
It's all good. It's my pleasure to be on here.
Where are you from, Jack? In England?
I'm from Leeds.
Oh, it's close to mine. We're going to go see him?
Yeah, of course, bro.
That would be sick.
Give us your phone number, lad. And smash somebody.
I'll give you my phone number, yeah? Take it now. Jack, get this. 07393.
I think
it's
chat a couple of times.
Don't worry about it, mate. Everyone's already got it because it's majesty. 07393 728443.
I'll wait till they put it back in the chat another 10 times.
Get my phone number up.
You're gonna have so many texts now.
I know. He's going to be inundated now when people call Jack from Leeds.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Everyone's going to be texting saying that to me. Why have you done that?
Daz, what are you doing, man?
Are you a tattooist, Jack?
I'm not a tattooist. I just love getting tattoos.
You're just a hobbyist. I love it.
Just a massive hobby, yeah.
Yeah, man.
But you're going to have to give your artist a shout because the artwork of these two guys is absolutely sensational.
Look, yeah, I know, it's crazy. They are my favourite tattoos by far. They're the best quality tattoos that I've had. Like, people are calling me crazy and stuff like this, but I've been getting tattoos for a long time and I didn't know that I wanted something like this. I'm the biggest, like, UFC fan that there is, and people can finally tell that, you know what I mean?
Brother, you're not fan of brother, Smash Brother. Smash Brother,
He's the third Smash Brother. I love it.
I said something to you, just call us, bro. We're coming.
Well, Nick, I've got his number now anyway, but everyone else does as well.
Listen, you're gonna have to take the lads around Leeds, Jack. When the lads come over, you're gonna have to take them to the back.
I wouldn't put them through that. I'd probably rather go to them, to be honest.
Mate, I wouldn't put Leeds through it. Look at him.
Oh man, Leeds is not ready for that.
One kilo down now. I want to look big on the comments.
Jack. No, but the amount of abuse that I received about the tattoos, it's been, to be honest, it's been awesome. I've actually enjoyed reading all the comments. Like, the amount of things that people are coming out with, it's just hilarious. All over Instagram and all over Twitter. I've even had people messaging me and everything.
Brother, when you call up, be quick, you brother.
Kamzat's got your back for life, Jack.
Nice one.
There you go. Listen, Jack, top man. Thank you so much for dipping into the show, pal.
No worries. Listen,
I know that we're having a bit of a laugh, but the boys are so.
We'll get you in contact with the lads.
Yeah, absolutely.
Take care, Jack. Nice one, bro.
Top man. Brother. Top man, Jack.
Some serious ink, them. They were wicked as well. Good work.
Yeah, brother. Like somebody like doing something for you, you know, like he don't know like that good hours now. Who is him and when somebody do it, I think it's pretty appreciated, you know, because he's fun and he knows what we do, how hard is that, and he just then didn't go and get the tattoo on that, you know, like he likes us so much, that's why he did that. When somebody loves you, I love him back, you know.
Yeah, man.
That's mega, man. And that must make you feel unbelievable and obviously provide you an unbelievable amount of inspiration, obviously.
I'm not texting when he's seen the tattoos. I tagged him. He was like, wow. Like,
yeah, it's wicked. Listen, boys, I know that we've taken up a bit of your time. I know that you've got things to do this evening.
Oh, yes, we have.
Yeah? What are you on with? What are you on with this evening? What does a night in Sweden with you two entail? What are you doing tonight? What's going on?
Don't get us in trouble, please. We don't need it.
Here. Yeah. I get the new car.
By the way, you got a new car. The Bisping story is a total. He's reversed it. It was worse than that, mate. Trust me.
We can't repeat it on here. Mike absolutely shit his pants being out with you boys, obviously in Vegas.
It was a funny one.
I love that guy.
Just on the Smash Brothers series that Block Acid obviously put together from following you two around. Are you surprised at how popular that series became?
It's huge.
No, brother. Why be surprised? Look at that boy. How he can be. He's a famous guy, bro. Smash, bro. Hey, what is you, brother? Wait, 1 second, bro. 1 second.
Yeah, we're getting some treats here.
Fat boy. Of course, there's a popular guy, you know, like smash everybody, kill everybody.
These are getting given away as well. All the signed merch, the gloves and that, and all the trading cards. We've already signed them, so we're going to be giving all these to the community. By the way, I'm in the community. Well, the Block Acid community group's done.
Well, you have to tell everyone, because we talked about it last week, Darren, that you went in as not Darren Till, tried to give away a load of stuff, and you got reported and lashed out of the community. What happened?
They banned me from my group
already.
I was like, hey, I'm going to give some NFTs away. And they were like, it's a scam, kick them out. And then when they put me back in the group, I'd done the same thing. I put like a fake link and I was like, get your NFTs here. They were like, he's trying to scam us. They were telling all the boss.
Amazing. You got kicked out trying to give stuff away.
Yeah, I got kicked out of my own thing. But yeah, it's all been signed by me and this guy. So we're going to give it all away, all the trading cards, the gloves. And obviously, I'm always giving NFTs and that away just out my own stuff. You know, like I had all the Raw Dog stuff, I gave that away to the Skinhead Wazza. So, you know, it's good to keep the community involved. Innit, brother?
What do you say?
Hamzat,
obviously working with Darren and working with the lovely fellas at Block Asset, what Scouse have you learned so far, mate? What Scouse lingo have you picked up?
I don't know, he says something all the time, you know, like, I don't know what this means. That he said, fuck off, man, to everybody, you know. I said, brother, stop, what this means. He never explained to me what this means, you know. I start to say everyone.
He starts to speak like me.
Have you told the guys
to buy the Smash Bros NFTs?
They didn't buy.
These two didn't buy, no, but what about everybody else watching?
I'm gone. Right,
I'll see you, but otherwise, brother, when I meet you, brother, God help you, brother. Thank you, man.
Okay. What?
What is yours, fat boy?
Okay.
Hamzat. There it is, bro.
Thank you, brother. Otherwise.
Otherwise, I'm going to get my ass kicked. Yeah, sweet.
50 keys, brother.
Nick hasn't spoken a word.
No, here we go.
Look, I'm getting mine up now. Don't worry about it. I'm getting mine up. Don't worry.
Please be another Hamzat one.
Who's that?
He's got legend. You got Joe Lomu.
I wasn't going to mess about with the Smash Brothers ones. I went straight for the Legends NFTs. You know me, brother.
He looks like you, brother, a little bit fat. That's why you're my him, yeah?
I'll take that all day.
Listen, Darren, what's going on tonight? What are you two up to? Are you training or are you just going out?
They're going to the cinema to watch Minions 2.
Yeah. You got a new car you got to take out in your car? Yes, thank you.
Come on, brother. Smash it.
What am I meant to do with this guy?
Jesus, man. Listen, stay safe in camp, mate. We want to see you nice, fit and healthy.
Nobody. Right, I'm out. He's a cunt.
Hey, he looks like a clown on that one. Look at that crazy boy. That was good. How he looks and how I look, bro. Nobody's scared of that face. Everyone's scared. But see you, brother. Now I get the money.
Peace out, boys.
See ya. Peria.
See you later,
thank
boys.
You so much for your time tonight, jeez, lads. Enjoy. Take care. Jeez. I told you it'd be mad. I told you it would be mad.
Crazy. Round the bend, the two of them. I thought, you know what? Till's usually the round the bend one. I think he's met his match there. And I think that's why they get on so well, because the two of them are literally as mad as a box of frogs.
The stream's still going, you know. I can still see the stream in the bottom corner on the production. Jeez, don't put it
fighting away.
No, he sat back down. He wants to come back on. No, it's Ethan. It's Ethan. Ethan's looking after it. Ethan's kicked them both off
he's
the screen.
Kicked them off the room, yeah.
Jeez.
So if you're in Stockholm tonight, get off the streets. Get off the streets. Get home safe. Because those two will be doing donuts down the main high street. You wait and see.
Did we actually get any questions answered in that conversation?
I don't think so.
I can't remember.
I had loads of questions about Hamanson, loads of questions about the camp and everything else. But hey, it is what it is, man. They just took over as we thought they would.
Mm. Just a quick one, in case you've only just joined the show, where the flipping heck have you been? To celebrate the official partnership with Yellow World, we have 100 Yellow X Block Asset first edition caps to reward block buyers. There are only 100 available. We'll also reward 100% APR for 3 months on the block that you purchase to enter. We will airdrop the additional bonuses. It's very simple to get involved. This deal is going to be running for the next 24 hours. So if you're just watching the stream and you're not watching it live, maybe you're picking it up. I've already announced a little earlier on in the show of how you go about obviously entering this competition. All right. It's going to run till 7:30 on the 15th of June. That's 7:30 UK time, just to help people from around the world that tune in to our nonsense. Shall we have a little bit of sense? We'll have a little bit of sense. Because as we said on last week's show, the Block Asset guys have been spending a little bit of time with Gurram in Georgia, making a phenomenal film, which was released in the cinemas in Georgia last Friday. I believe it's hitting
on TV.
Yeah,
tonight it is. It's on Georgian state TV tonight. How amazing's that?
Yeah, absolutely tremendous. Just to give you a little bit of a taster, because do not forget, Gurram's fighting this weekend. He's finally back in the UFC. It's happening this weekend. He's in a sensational fight. He's in a fight of the night contender. Just to wet your whistle a little bit, get you in the mood for it. Have a butchers at this.
The mountains, brother, the mountains come from Georgia. The Europeans come from Georgia, bro. Leonardo da Vinci, the Georgian brother, and Michelangelo is Georgian.
What a dude he is. Honestly, we had him on the show a couple of weeks ago. Not only is he incredibly brilliant at what he does in the octagon, brilliant personality, bags of fun, great sense of humor, and incredibly proud of his home nation. If you've not seen any parts of that video and that film as of yet, I thoroughly encourage you to go and watch it. It's absolutely brilliant. No, listen, I'm not supposed to big up Ethan's work and the guys here at Block Asset too much because they get big heads, you know what I mean? But it is a sensational piece of film. Really captures everything that Gurram's all about. And I've no doubt that if you watch that interview, you've fallen for him a little bit, and you'll be definitely watching him back in the UFC this weekend. Sensational fighter, man.
To celebrate his return to the Octagon this weekend as well, Gurram's tokens will be going live this weekend. So you can show your support for him. You can get involved. You can really, you know, get in now at the basement level, if you like, of his career as it builds. But get some of those tokens and be part of his journey all the way to what we think one day is going to be UFC gold.
Do you know something? Them two have thrown me off. Normally, I don't have to read scripts. I don't have to just check in with the lads as to whether we've missed anything in the show. Just that carnage for the last 25 minutes, I've just gone, do you know something? I don't even know where I am. I think we've covered every base this evening. Obviously, we've had some sensational guests. Leon Edwards a little earlier on was top, top class. I'm sure you enjoyed that conversation. We had the carnage of the Smesh brothers with Darren and Hamzat. Great to have them on the program as well. As you know, they're out in Stockholm at the moment working on Darren's camp this time as he heads towards UFC London on July the 23rd. Darren announced during that conversation that there will be some Smesh brothers giveaways coming up. And that's not just necessarily for this particular show. Of course, throughout the course of the week, whether it be on social media platforms, whether it be in the Discord, whether it be in the community podcast, there's loads of content opportunities with Block Asset throughout the course of the week. That's why we thoroughly encourage you to be a part of it by subscribing to the Discord, making sure that you subscribe here on the YouTube channel and following them across all social media platforms, because the feedback and the give back to the community, if you're a community member, is like no other. And the competition that we announced a little earlier on, where we're dishing back 100% APR on block over, if you obviously you stake in your block over the next 3 months, is absolutely unheard of in this game. And I'm sure you're fully aware of that. Is there anything else that you would like to touch upon, Nicholas, before just I go and have a lie down?
Yeah, exactly. Just a quick one. Quite a few people there in the comments are asking a very simple question. How do I buy block? Very simple. Check out the information down below on this video. There's information there. We'll also get some of the crew from Block Asset to reach out and reply to your messages directly and take you through it step by step. It's super simple, incredibly easy. So easy, even I can do it, and I'm a proper technophobe. But don't worry, the guys will reach out to you and help you along the way.
Yeah. Websites like gate.io, trade.blockasset.co is where you go to obviously purchase your block. Thank you very much for joining us on our weekly stream. We're here every single week, Tuesday night, 7 o'clock UK time. This is where we come to discuss sports. We come to discuss crypto, NFTs, and we try our best to get some of the very best names from around the world connected to all those genres to come and join us on the show and have a little bit of a chin wag. Tonight, Leon Edwards, Hamzat Chimaev and Darren Till were on the programme. Who knows who's going to rock up next week, eh? Who knows who's going to rock up next week? God only knows. Hopefully, it'll be a little bit more structured than it was tonight. Hopefully, exactly. You've enjoyed it. Make sure, like I said, you're following Block Asset across all those social platforms. Thank you very much for watching this week's show. And we will catch you next time.